Hey everybody, welcome, welcome to My Generation Inspiration Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I am your host, Victoria. And today, you have joined me for another episode, and I just want to come on today and kind of share, and I want to encourage and leave a word of prayer for all of the young ladies and all of the young people out there today that feels like you have to lower your standards, that feels like you got to do some stuff that you know you was not taught, was not raised to do, that you should not be doing just to kind of provide for your family. And the reason why I say that, I was sent a video, and as I watched the video, it really, really, really touched my heart, and it made me sad. To give you a little background for what I saw in the video was that the young lady was out on the streets with a pimp selling her body. And the reason why she did that is because I guess her family are struggling with paying the bills and keeping up with the bills. So she felt like she had to go out there on the street to sell her body. And I guess she also thought that was the only thing that she can do to make most of fast money, quick money, and also to make a lot of money so that their bills can be paid. And in the video, the mom, I guess, ended up tracking the daughter down and was telling the daughter, get in the car, get in the car. You know, you don't have to do that. Don't worry about the bills. That's my job. All I need you to do is focus on being a child and doing what a child is supposed to do. So I just wanted to come on, and I wanted to encourage all the young ladies out there, because I know not everybody has a great family structure where there's a mom and a dad, and not only there's a mom and a dad, but also that the parents have, you know, really good jobs to keep food on the table, to keep the bills paid, all of that. So I know for some children, they may not have a mom and a dad. They may have just a dad or just a mom. Or if they do have both parents at home, sometimes the parents don't have a good enough job to where they can afford to keep up with the bills. And I wanted to encourage the young ladies, the young women, that you don't have to go down that same road that the young lady did. I know it may feel like you have to do what she did in order to get that money, because like it's quick money. But we know not everything that comes quick is going to last. And everything that looks good ain't good for you. So you may think, okay, I can do that. No problem, I can make me some money. But that's not the way to go. You should not be out there selling your body or stealing or even, God forbid, killing, trying to make that fast money to help your parents. Like the mom said, you're a child. Focus on doing what a child is supposed to do. Let me worry about the bills. And even if, you know, you have your parent in your life, but she or he don't have a good job, they can't afford to keep up with the bills, I'm sure there's a lot of different resources out there for your parents as well as for you that will help you help you with the things that you need help with. I'm sure there is other things that your parents or even the people like you have to help. I'm sure there's another way. You don't have to go down that same road that this young lady went down and out there selling your body just to provide for your family. You don't have to do that. There's so much other things that you can do to make money. You know, there's a lot of people that are very, very young that are starting their own business, that started their own company. There are some children right now that's like in their teenage years, and some of them are already in college because they're just that smart, because they're focused, because they did what they were supposed to do, study. Make sure they got good grades on all of their tests, or make sure their homework was turned in on time. And because of them staying focused and because of them studying, they was able to graduate high school at an early age and to go into college at an early age. So you can do the same, but you have to put your mind to it. You have to put your mind to it. And I know there's a lot of things that may be going on in your home, there's a lot of things that be going on in your community, your school, that tries to draw your focus and your attention away on what you really need to be focused on what's really important, which is your schoolwork. You are a child. You don't have no business worrying about building all of that. I know for some, you may say, well, for me, for you, it's easier said than done. That may be true because I had parents that, you know, may not have that good of a job, but, you know, they had a pretty good job. They was able, you know, to make sure the bills was paid. They was able to keep food on the table. They was able to keep clothes on my back. And I know for some of you out there, you don't have parents, or your parents may not have a good job, but even if they don't have a good job, that does not give you the right to go out there to sell your body. It doesn't mean you to go out there and you to steal from somebody just to try to provide for your family. You a child. A child is not supposed to be worried about bills. A child is not supposed to worry about a roof over their head. They shouldn't have to grow up fast because your parent is not being the parent, or because, unfortunately, your parent may not have a job, or may not have a good enough job where they can keep food on the table, where they can keep a roof over their head, where they can keep the bills paid. They may be struggling, but even if they're struggling, it is not your job to worry about that. You as a child should be focusing on school, enjoying life. You should not have to be worried about is the bills paid. You shouldn't have to be worried about coming home from school and wondering if the lights are on. That's not your job. At the end of the day, you are a child. And you need to focus on what children should be focusing on. Is their school? Get your homework done. That's what you should be focusing on. Young lady, young woman, is you focus on school, not worrying about the bills, not worrying about being food on the table. Some way, somehow, trust God and he'll make a way. I know for some, you may not know anything about God, because nowadays, there are some parents that don't take their children to church. So, as the Bible says, train up a child the way it should go, and when they're old, they should not depart. There are some parents that don't take their children to church. They don't raise them in the fear of God. And I understand that some of you may not know God, but I want to come and introduce you to a man that says he will supply. Introduce you to a man that said, if you seek me first, as it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Meaning that everything that you do in life, whether it be school, whether it be whatever else you may do in your life, long as you seek God and long as you put him first, everything else will be added. Whatever financial things you may be needing, God will supply that. But you got to seek him first. You got to put him first. That means that before you make any decision, the first thing you need to do is consult God. God, if this is the right school for me to go to, God, if this is the right career that I need to take, if this is the right opportunity for me, God, should I do this? Should I do this, God? And this is the right road that I'm going down. Ask God, because God said, I already laid the foundation. I already laid the path for you to go down. But sometimes we choose to go a different path. Sometimes we allow circumstances, we allow family problems to cause us to go down a different road than the road that God's already laid out for us. But I just want to encourage every young lady and young woman out there, if you never had anybody tell you that you're beautiful, I'm here to tell you that you're beautiful. If you don't know that there's somebody, first, I have to show you love. I have to show you love. And not only do I love you, but God loves you, because he said in his word that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who should ever believe him but shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know there was a man out here called Jesus who died for your sins. So he loves you. And not only that, but God says that while you was yet in your mother's womb, he formed you, he shaped, and he fashioned you for such a time as this. And his word also says that you, yes, you young lady, you young woman, you are wonderfully and you are fearfully made, and wonders are thy works. God created you. He created something unique. He created something different. You are a precious you. You are his temple where his spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, which dwells on the inside of you. But if you contaminate, if you mess up that temple, if you allow any and everybody to abuse, to mistreat that temple, if you allow anything to go inside your body that was not created the way that God said for it to be, you are misabusing that temple. And not only that, but you're allowing people and things to have access to your body when they should not have access to your body. You are a young lady. You should not be out here worrying about how the bills are going to get paid. You should not be contemplating going out here and selling your body just to make money. You should not be contemplating going out here stealing and robbing. You don't know what could happen to you if you go and you try to steal from somebody. You don't know what could happen to you if you go out here and you try to sell your body on the streets. You may meet the wrong person. We hear so much on the news, and sometimes it's not really talked about on the news, but we hear it a lot, where a lot of our young black girls are missing, either because they've been kidnapped out, they run away, or God forbid, because of sex trafficking. We don't want to hear about another young lady that has been taken. We don't want to hear about another young lady that has been killed because she ran away or because she chose to go out there and sell her body. I'm here to tell you today, you don't have to do that. You are a precious jewel in the sight of God. God loves you so much that he's already made a plan. He's already set a path before you, and you just have to walk therein. I know right now, you may look at your current situation with your family, you may look at your current situation with school, and maybe with your surrounding, where community you live in, and you may look at it and say, well, how am I going to come out of this? How am I going to make it? How am I going to be somebody? But you're already somebody. You may not have that degree yet. You may not have finished school yet, but you're already somebody because God created you. And when he created you, he put a purpose. He put a destiny on the inside of you. There is purpose in you. There is so much greater in you. You just have to tap into it. Don't be afraid. You may wonder why you go through some of the things that you go through. It's because you are different. You are unique. And there's nothing wrong with being different. There's nothing wrong with being unique. You may do things differently from everybody else, and some may try to pick on you because of that, but it doesn't matter. That's how God created you, because he did not want everybody to be the same. When God created me, he created me different from you. He did not create me to look like you. He did not create me to sound like you and to do things like you. He created us all different to do things differently. So that way, when somebody see us, they'll be able to tell us apart. Because they can say, wait a minute, there's something different. There's something unique about her. And maybe just that very thing that God has given us that's unique and different about us, it could be the reason why we get the job. It could be the reason why the school chose us for the scholarship. It could be the reason why, you know, we get so many customers to come down to patronize our business. Why? Because God has given us something different that nobody else has. So don't let anybody tell you there's something wrong with being different. There's something wrong with the way that you do things. It may be unusual. It may be outside the box, but that's okay. That's how God created you. And you have to have high self-esteem. You got to believe in your own self. Because one thing about it, if you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody going to believe in you and what you're trying to do. So first, you have to love yourself. Secondly, you have to believe in yourself. And third, you have to have courage. And the fourth thing is, you have to have high self-esteem, that no matter what I'm facing, I know and I believe that there was something greater on the inside of me, and I'm going to see. I will be successful. I don't care what the teachers say. I don't care what my family situation looks like, what my peers say. God, you created me to be different, and I'm going to be different. I'm going to be a leader and not a follower. I'm not going to blend in, but I choose to stand out. I choose to be different. So I just want to encourage you on today that don't settle. anything less. You are priceless. You are a jewel. You are a diamond that no amount of money can ever pay for what you have. And don't you be so easy to give it up, okay? Don't be so easy to give it up. Don't let any and everything come to try to persuade you to give up what God has placed on the inside of you. And don't you sell it. Don't sell it. Because I know you feel like, oh, well, I can use this right here, or even I can use my body and sell it, and I can make money. Money is not everything. Yes, we need it in this thing called life. Yes, we need it in this world, but it's not everything. Because the Bible says the rule of all evil is money. It says money is the root of all evil. You know why it says that? Because some people love money so much that they'll put money above their family. They'll even put money above God. And not only that, but they'll make money their idol, that no matter what, they have to have that money. And if they don't have that money, they're basically sad. They're depressed. Because they don't have the money. But money is not everything. Because we know there's a lot of people out there that's rich, that's millionaires, and have all their money, but yet they're sad, yet they're lonely, yet they're depressed. Why? Because they don't have relationships with family, with friends. They don't have relationships. They don't have a friendship. They don't have family. They're not close to their family. Why? Because they allow money to tear it apart. So money isn't everything. You may need money to do certain things, but it's not everything. Because one thing I can say, I know without a shadow of a doubt, as long as you have God's grace and God's favor, it will take you places and carry you further that money cannot take you. So I want to encourage you today to know your worth. Don't settle. Don't allow any and everybody to misuse and mistreat and misabuse your body. And don't you mistreat your body. Cherish what you have. Recognize that what you got is a gift from God. It's something different. It's something unique. And it's okay that you are different. So I just want to pray with you. And I hope and I pray that something I said or something that I prayed has touched you in such a way to make you want to change and to make you see yourself so much better than what you see now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, first, God, I want to tell you thank you for this opportunity, God. I want to thank you, God, for this chance that I can encourage some young lady, that I can encourage some young woman to have high self-esteem within themselves, oh God, that I can let them know, God, that it's okay that they are different, oh God, that I can encourage them not to settle, oh God, but I can remind them that you said in your word that what you made, it was good and it was perfect. And not only that, but you said in your word that they are wonderfully and fearfully made. So, Father, I pray for every young lady, for every young woman that will hear this podcast on today, oh God, or tomorrow, oh God, that they, oh God, will not settle, oh God, that their self-esteem will not be low, but God, increase their self-esteem, God, give them the courage, oh God, give them the boldness to step out there and to be different, oh God, to step away from the crowd and not give in. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they won't give in to the peer pressures of this world or society, God. I pray that they will not allow their family situation to cause them to do things or to even sell their body, but let them know their body is the temple of God, that they are a precious jewel, a precious diamond, and that what you have given them is so much greater than what anybody can offer them, God. And not only that, but it's precious, oh God. Not only is it precious, but it's pure. And not only, God, is it pure, but it's priceless. There's no amount of money. There's no amount of jewels. There's no amount of diamonds that can take what they have. That can take what they have. But God, what you have given them, it is so precious in your sight. So, Father, I pray that they will know their worth today. I pray, God, they will know whose they are and who they are. I pray today, God, that they will not settle for less than. But, God, let them reach for greater. Let them strive for better. Let them strive for excellence. Let them know, God, that you have so much greater for them and that you have so much greater on the inside of them. But they just have to tap into it. So God, let them tap into whose they are and who they are. Let them know who they are. Let them walk with their head held up high, not because they're sedated or because they're better than anybody else, but because they know the God that they serve, and they know that God, what you put on the inside of them is so much better. So God, I pray today that something I have said, this prayer I have said, would touch somebody on today, oh God. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to My Generation Inspiration Podcast. And I have been your host, Victoria.